We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let me be clear about something, even as I'm laughing, partly laughing, in my reaction to Aaron speaking for the first time. Aaron, Rodgers, or Rodgers, Aaron, in case you don't know which Aaron we're talking about. I think the NFL is much better with Aaron Rodgers healthy and playing the way that he did in 2020. He was a bright spot. He was a highlight. It was a career year for him. He is one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen. The man is headed for the Hall of Fame. Even if he never wins another Super Bowl, what he's accomplished to this point will put him in the Hall of Fame. He's a badass. He's a badass QB. It's a lot of this stuff, though, that I think, whether it be this offseason or whether it be over the course of his career, kind of seeing some of the grudges that he holds, some of the attitudes that he brings with him to the field. Now, it's a fine line because that edge makes him really good at what he does. And most athletes at his level, or athletes who aspire to be at his level, do have enormous egos. Mostly because they have to. I think in a lot of cases, athletes have to believe that they are the best in the world, the best at what they do, because that's the confidence that carries you through. That's what you aspire to be. You have to see it before you can be it. And in the case of Aaron Rodgers, he certainly has a resume, a highlight reel that is hours long that will show us feat after feat after feat, that will show us throw after throw, Hail Mary after Hail Mary, win after win. And for a long time, he was a one-man band in Green Bay. But that's not the case anymore. Now, is the team a Super Bowl contender without him? No. I don't believe that's the case. Although we haven't seen Jordan Love on the field yet, but that's part of the problem, is that he's not got any experience yet. However, it's not just Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay anymore. They've got one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. We'll hear from Davante Adams this hour. They've had a pretty solid offensive line in front of them. They put together a defense that features a couple of good pass rushers, as well as some veterans in the secondary. The last two seasons, they went 13-3 and survived to the NFC Championship. But it's not all Aaron Rodgers. Do I agree that there are certain quarterbacks in the NFL who attract free agents? Yes, I do agree with that. There are offensive players who would take less money, who do take less money to go play with particular QBs. Tom Brady is a great example of that. Peyton Manning, another great example of that. Drew Brees was a great example of that. Guys would literally tell us, I want to go play with this QB. Or, as is evidenced by the fact that all 22 Super Bowl starters returned to Tampa Bay, some of them taking far less money than they would have gotten on the free agent market. It's not just about Tom Brady, but it's about the Brady catalyst to the change in culture. That is now a winning organization with Bruce Arians, with Jason Light, with Tom Brady. And yes, guys want to play with him. So I do agree that there are people out there that want to play with Aaron Rodgers. But how often do you hear? How often do you hear an athlete?
Green Bay isn't a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me. Coming here to play with me. Coming here to play with me. Play with me. Play with me. Me. Me.
All right, James. I just don't know how often we hear an athlete just say it. They're freaking coming here to play with me, you idiot Packer front office. They're not here for you.
Coming here to play with me.
It's stunning because it's just so in your face. Hey, does anyone want to hear from the general manager of the Packers? Anyone? Anyone at all? Can I just promise you he doesn't sound nearly as confident, shall we say, cocky as one Aaron Rodgers. Poor guy. He has no shot. He cannot win this public war. They're not coming here to play with you, Brian Gutekunst. Brian G, they're coming here to play with me.
Green Bay isn't a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me.
I'm sorry. I don't know why it strikes me that funny. Well, I do know why, but I'm weird. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. 855-212-4227. I'd love to hear your reaction. Maybe it's way different than mine. 855-212-4CBS. And then on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. You know what just popped into my brain? Could you imagine if he took that strut to the set of Jeopardy? And yet he was so humble. Why? Because he was out of his element, because he wasn't comfortable there. He was humble. He was self-deprecating. He, I think, in the interactions with the contestants, felt a little more comfortable. But he knew that that was not his turf. Oh, because you want to know what, Aaron Rodgers? People don't go to Jeopardy because of all the money they can win. People go to Jeopardy because of Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek is Jeopardy. You are just filling in. I mean, it just the total contrast and the transformation from Aaron Rodgers MVP quarterback to Aaron Rodgers fill-in guest host on Jeopardy. It's just so talk about two completely different sides of the same person. Oh my gosh. So yes, I would love to hear what it is that you think. Now, Rodgers spilled it. He just told us everything or a lot. He told us everything he wanted us to know. Okay, there's probably a lot he didn't say and won't say, but this was his opportunity to spill his guts. And I think to get public perception back on his side. I do think that this is a date in that the front office for the Packers will remember. Maybe a sigh of relief for them because they got their MVP quarterback back. Quarterback back, that sounds weird. They got their MVP QB back on the field in time for training camp. They know he is a major key to another Super Bowl run or a Super Bowl run or another NFC championship run, whichever you prefer. At the same time, it's fairly obvious that all is not right in Cheeseland. All is not right with the cheese heads. They're clearly still at odds, and I don't know how it goes from here. I do know that Aaron Rodgers is going to play his arse off because that's what he does. Once he gets on the field and plays football, the rest of this stuff won't matter. It might just make him better. It might, if that's possible, it might cause him to be an MVP candidate yet again because he's one of those guys who plays better with the chip. But my goodness, not the ship, but the chip. My goodness, he did nothing to defuse the situation, if you will. Now, he swears he's not playing the victim card and he's not a victim.
I said last year that there's some things that might be out of my hands at this point. And, you know, based on them drafting my replacement, J-Lo last year, I think that kind of put things in motion. Based on the way the season went last year, there was nothing in last season that made me confident that I'd be back after 21 and maybe even not after 2020. I'm not a victim here at all. I just want to reiterate that. Like, I've been paid a ton of money by this organization. I'm so thankful to be a starter here for my 14th season. Not many guys have the opportunity to do that. So I'm not, I don't feel like anything's been done to me. There is, it's a business.
I appreciate that perspective. Nothing's been done to me. I've been paid a lot of money for what I have offered to Green Bay in the way of services. It's a business exchange. And so I appreciate that perspective, right? At that point, the ego is, well, it's sitting next to him on the desk somewhere. He's not wearing it like a badge of honor. So this is, to me, is the cut to the chase cut. Cut to the chase audio. Because Rodgers says, hey, based on their Jordan Love pick, and so as many people have pointed out, they think this started with the Jordan Love pick, says, based on the Jordan Love pick, I didn't know I would be with the Packers past 2020. Now, let's stop there for a second. They would have had to trade him. They weren't trading him, but maybe in his mind, they made it very clear, the Packers front office did, that they're not trading him, that he was their MVP and fearless leader, and they'd be an idiot to trade him. So they made that very clear when the season ended. But in Aaron's mind, maybe he believed that they were planning to move on from him after this season. It's just that he threw a wrench into everything because he won an MVP. And now the Packers would be fools to get rid of the reigning MVP. So maybe, and there's probably no way to convince him otherwise, right? Because he can always go back to, well, what if I didn't win an MVP? Were you planning on starting Jordan this year? What if I didn't have a career season? Were you ready to move on? So it's hard to answer that question because he did win an MVP. And he has said very clearly, he said that to Kenny Mayne, actually, on SportsCenter going back to, was it May? Maybe not May, maybe June. Anyway, he said it. I threw a wrench into their plans because I won an MVP. I don't believe the Packers were ready to move on from him. They knew his quarterbacks or his contract status when they drafted Jordan Love. But they wanted a guy that could learn from Aaron for the first couple seasons. So to me, it makes sense that they would have kept Aaron under the contract and that they would have allowed Jordan to learn from the guy they consider the best. But there's writing on the wall. Right, so I want you to hear this cut again. Initially, he was asked whether or not he wants to retire a Packer, and this is where the response came from.
I said last year that there's some things that might be out of my hands at this point. And, you know, based on them drafting my replacement, J-Lo last year, I think that kind of put things in motion. Based on the way the season went last year, there was nothing in last season that made me confident that I'd be back after 21 and maybe even not after 2020. I'm not a victim here at all. I just want to reiterate that. Like, I've been paid a ton of money by this organization. I'm so thankful to be a starter here for my 14th season. Not many guys have the opportunity to do that. So I'm not, I don't feel like anything's been done to me. There is, it's a business.
You don't often hear Aaron Rodgers open up like this. Now, I do still think there's a few ulterior motives in there, but I can understand as a human being, as an athlete, wondering when the other shoe is going to drop if they already have your chosen replacement in the building. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. He spent the first nearly 6 minutes of this press conference giving a timeline to what happened. So if you're wondering about the dates and the times and the progression, well, he answered that question very, very extensively. I'm not going to give you every piece of it, but in February, he says he met with the Packers and told them he wanted to be more involved in conversations about the team. He actually offered to help recruit free agents to sign in Green Bay. Thus, the people don't come to Green Bay as a vacation destination. They come to play with me. He said that nothing really changed on that front. So he wanted to be more involved, but he doesn't feel like the organization opened that door or included him. And so he said, I was left to assess the situation on my own. I talked to them about having a commitment beyond the 21 season. In his opinion, the team gave him no guarantee that he was their starting quarterback, that he was their man. I got a man, that he was their guy beyond 21. And so he was left then to try to figure things out on his own. He says in March, still talking to the team, I'm going to read you this quote. I felt like if you can't commit to me past 2021 and I'm not part of your recruiting process in free agency, if I'm not a part of the future, then instead of letting me be a lame duck quarterback, if you want to make a change and move forward, go ahead and do it. You know what that is? I think of everything in the lens of relationships. That's, if you're going to break up with me somewhere soon, let's just get this freaking over with. Let's just do it now. I'm not going to sit around and wait for you to break up with me. It's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. I will say that that's happened in some of my relationships. You can see the writing on the wall. You know it's coming. Nothing's bad right now necessarily. But you feel like you just have this strange feeling that it's coming down the pike. And so I've done this before. Start a fight. Let's do this thing now. I'm not waiting around for you to dump me. Let's just get this over with. That's what Aaron Rodgers said. If I'm not a part of your future, let's just do this now. Let's just go ahead and break up now. I mean, I guess there was a little bit of a sophomore quality to it. I'm blown away. There's so many layers to this. What's your reaction? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Phone number 855-212-4227. Davante Adams, his reaction to having Aaron back on the field, and what does this mean for his contract negotiations? And does anyone care about what the general manager of the Packers had to say? I did. Let me just tell you, it's not nearly as entertaining as what Aaron Rodgers had to say. Thanks for joining us After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
A commitment for the 2021 season and beyond. That really wasn't given at any time. So for me, I had to assess the situation. Not necessarily wanting to be a lame duck quarterback, especially after an MVP season, which I think you can understand.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
There's so much of this that is my favorite, which I'm sure you can understand. As he's talking to a bunch of reporters, how exactly can they understand that? I just wanted the Packers to want me. I wanted to want you to want to give me some assurance beyond 2021. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. It's interesting because even as Roger says that it's a business, he's also very emotionally invested, which I appreciate because I know that what I do is my career. It's a business. And I am a girl who is emotional. And for the times that I have had an agent in my career, I don't right now, but at the times that I have had an agent, one of the benefits of that is that they can have tough discussions that I wouldn't be as great at because I'm an emotional girl and because I'm so emotionally invested in what I do. There's no way to separate my head and my heart from this job. Everything I've poured into it, it's a lifelong dream. I've wanted to do sports talk radio or sports radio since I was 16 years old. I can't possibly look at it as just a job or just a business. So I do appreciate that about Aaron. He's emotionally invested. He's all in. Not necessarily with the Packers, but with his football career. And because it's intertwined with the Packers, well, that's where the emotion got directed this offseason. Feeling like he had lost control over his future, feeling like the team that he's given so much to potentially had moved on, wanting to get it over with if, in fact, the Packers were telling him the end that was coming in subtle ways by drafting Jordan Love and, in his opinion, not committing to him beyond 2020. He was looking for assurances, and he says they didn't give them to him. He was looking to be more involved, and he says they didn't take him up on that offer. So in his opinion, in his mind, the Packers were separating themselves, or at the very least, were not drawing him closer. No, they were setting themselves up for the break, in his opinion. But what about in the opinion of the general manager? Now, a lot had been reported that it was actually Brian Gutekunst who drew the ire of Aaron Rodgers, that he's the reason why Rodgers has had this major beef with the Packers. But Brian tells a different story about including Rodgers in their conversations.
Aaron's had kind of the same input he's always had, you know, I think, which has been a lot. I mean, he's earned a place at the table, I think. He always has. I think one of the things to this offseason, I think, is learning how to incorporate that.
Okay, so at least he admits that we need to learn how to incorporate that. He doesn't say we've done a crappy job at it, but he says we've heard him. We need to figure out how to incorporate that. He was asked, of course, about the future with Rodgers and what the Packers plan to do moving forward.
We're just kind of like really focused on 2021. It's kind of a year-to-year business, as you guys know. And we'll get, you know, hopefully, you know, have a really successful season. We'll get to the other side of it and we'll figure those things out.
Okay, so here's the deal. In Rodgers' mind, or even in my own mind, I can see how you can spin that as we're not committing to him beyond 2021. Can we hear it again? Just so you can understand where I'm coming from. Or if you're Aaron Rodgers, the fact that the organization is not going to talk about the future. Now, they did give Rodgers some concessions. They voided the 23 season of his deal, reportedly. We haven't seen the contract yet, but they've agreed to revisit following this season. So in one vein, you could say, well, the Packers are doing exactly what Aaron Rodgers wants. They've agreed that they'll deal with 21, and then after 21 is over, well, we'll revisit to figure out the future. Or you can hear what Brian has to say and think, oh, okay, well, no, they're definitely not sure what they want with Aaron Rodgers if they want him to stay with the Packers beyond next season.
We're just kind of like really focused on 2021. It's kind of a year-to-year business, as you guys know. And we'll get, you know, hopefully, you know, have a really successful season. We'll get to the other side of it and we'll figure those things out.
Now, obviously, it behooves Brian to keep his cards close to the vest, right? He gains nothing by coming out and saying, well, here's our plan for Aaron Rodgers for the future. And it is a year-to-year business. He's absolutely right. Rodgers, and I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't believe it is. Rodgers could fall off the map and suck this year. And then it may push them closer to making a change. He could all of a sudden lose the ability to throw the football. Again, I do not believe that's going to happen. This is a guy who barely ever ices his arm. He's got a football or an arm that's, yeah, it just doesn't have any issues with being sore usually. I mean, this is a guy that has got a gift in terms of his physical abilities, and he works really hard. So who knows what happens moving forward? But if what Aaron Rodgers wants is a commitment beyond the season, the Packers certainly aren't giving it to him publicly, and he's not giving it to them publicly. Oof. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, Nate says this: I moved to Wisconsin 45 years ago. I didn't move here for Rodgers. His self-absorbed butt wasn't even born yet. I think he was referring specifically to football players. I mean, that was the that was the whole point. He was saying athletes don't come here for a vacation destination, but he didn't make that delineation. So if I'm a Wisconsin resident, and I am kind of by proxy, if I am, then I probably would be offended by that. 855-212-4227. Sean is in Maryland. Welcome to After Hours.
Hello.
Hey.
Have you brushed up on your Bee Gees trivia yet?
No. I have way too much to do to worry about my Bee Gees.
But I was calling because Aaron Rodgers, he was drafted, and it was the same thing with Brett Favre. So, I mean, why be a diva about it? You know, he already had your contract. They weren't going to get rid of him until the contract was over, and then probably not even then. That's my take on it.
Meaning that even though they drafted Jordan Love, the plan was just to let Aaron Rodgers play as long as he wanted or as long as he was under contract and just have a Jordan sit?
I would say they drafted Jordan Love to learn from him, just like they drafted him to learn from Brett Favre. And he was going to play out his contract, and then they would see where it was at then and then go from there.
Okay, so here I'm just going to give you an example, Sean, of why that might not have been the case. But you may be right, but also it could have backfired, even if that was their plan originally. Do you remember when the New England Patriots drafted Jimmy Garoppolo? And yeah. Bill Belichick's plan, of course, was to have Garoppolo take over as Tom Brady's successor. He was the heir apparent. The issue, of course, became that Brady didn't want to retire, and Brady wasn't ready to walk away. So in order to not lose Jimmy Garoppolo in free agency and get nothing in return, what do? They waited until a couple months before he was going to be an unrestricted free agent, and they traded him to San Francisco because they had to get something in return for him. They could not keep him. They were not going to sign him to a free agent deal to be a backup behind Tom Brady, and obviously there was no way they were cutting or trading Tom Brady. So I wonder if, even as you say, maybe the plan was for Aaron Rodgers to play out this contract or for them to commit to him as long as he wanted to be a Packer, wanted to be in football. The issue is you don't move up in the first round to draft Jordan Love if you don't have a plan for him before he plays out his rookie deal, right? So Jimmy Garoppolo essentially played out his entire rookie deal as a backup. He did start for those few games when Brady was suspended, but he didn't see the field very much. And so that if Rodgers were to play out the rest of his contract, which I think now 23 has been voided reportedly, but originally, right, if he was going to play through 23, they would have seen very little of Jordan Love, probably not enough to know if they wanted to either give him a free agent deal or even pick up the fifth year on his rookie deal.
True.
So that's kind of the issue, is that they either have to play him or they're going to lose him. Right. And I don't generally think you move up. I'm pretty sure Garoppolo wasn't a first round pick, but you don't generally move up into the first round or move up in the first round to get a quarterback if you don't want to play him pretty quickly. So I understand what you're saying, and I would agree with you. Aaron Rodgers is still better. I don't care how good Jordan Love is. Aaron Rodgers is still better at this point, but it will be a wasted pick in the first round if Jordan Love does not see the field during his rookie contract.
Well, what if Rodgers gets hurt and then Love goes in? I mean,
You are right. But there are veteran backup quarterbacks for that, not rookies. But yes, you're right.
And I understand he's mad because he wanted weapons. He wanted wide receivers.
Oh, please make me roll my eyes. They were the best offense in the NFL last year. He had plenty of weapons.
I understand that. I'm just saying, he didn't have like the big names other than Devontae Adams.
Aaron Jones led the NFL in touchdowns the year before.
I know. I'm just talking about wide receivers. I'm just saying.
Dude, my point is that, no, but I understand what you're saying, but I disagree with it. I'm sorry. The fact is they were 13-3 the year before. Then they were 13-3 again, and he has the best season of his career. He didn't do that throwing to himself.
Hey, we all used to do that in the backyard.
And I'm sure you look just as good as Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
In my mind, yes.
All right. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate the phone call.
And have a good one.
855-212-4227. James, that makes sense, right? I mean, I understand where Aaron's coming from. They couldn't have initially planned for him to play out his entire deal through 23 because by that time, Love's drafted in 20, right? He's a free agent. Well, they would have had the option of picking up the fifth year on his deal. But 20, 21, 22, 23 would be the 4 years on his rookie contract. If they picked up his fifth year, fine. But the problem is you still at that point don't even know what Jordan Love can give you if you've never put him on the field. And then if you don't pick up the fifth year, what happens? He can walk. Why would he sign a free agent deal to stay in Green Bay as Aaron Rodgers' backup, you know? So they drafted him with a plan in mind. Maybe they didn't know exactly what he would start, but certainly, the analogy or the comparison with New England makes a lot of sense because Bill Belichick never anticipated that Tom Brady would keep playing as long as he did. Otherwise, he wouldn't have drafted another quarterback that he ended up having to trade. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Top of the hour, really excited to welcome one of my favorite people in the entire sports industry. Very few people who have supported and encouraged me in my career as much as Kelly Masters. She appears on the show periodically. There's a real special occasion, though, that she'll be joining us again at the top of the hour.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, make the most of our time together, Ait.
Pleasure to speak with you. I always have a great time.
Huge fan. So glad to have a female voice on sports radio.
I love you. I love listening to your show.
Girl makes the rules around here.
You are absolutely right, Amy.
I listen to you every morning on my way to work, and I appreciate, as do millions of others, that you report like you do.
Love it when chicks call the show. Boom!
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
You give Jordan Love a bad name? Was that the point, Producer James?
Absolutely.
Oh, so clever. So clever. I didn't get it until about the third time that Bon Jovi sang it. That is one of my favorite roller skating songs from when I was a kid. You used to go roller skating when I was in elementary school and junior high school on Friday nights. Not rollerblading, roller skating. So when rollerblading came out, which is much more like ice skating, it took me a while to get comfortable because I was much more used to roller skates with the stopper in the back, right? The stopper's in the back, yes. Anyway, I do miss roller skating. That's one of my favorite childhood memories. Oh, and the couple skate when you're in third grade. That's very important. You can't be left without a partner during couple skate. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. CBS is one of the TVs up in my studio, but the one that I'm watching is NBC. Even though I did follow all of the primetime events on Wednesday evening, every time I see the replay of Caleb Dressel's victory, the Olympic record in the 100-meter freestyle, and then his subsequent interview with Michelle Tafoya, in which he can barely speak because he's so emotional, and he talks about how it's just been a hard year. It's been a hard year. It's been a really hard year. But he's choking out the words. And then Michelle puts his family on a live video feed, and the poor man, he is reduced to a puddle. I was bawling, and I don't know any of them personally, but just so proud of him and so excited for his family, and I wish they could be there. But in that moment, they were connected, and I thought it was really cool of NBC to do that. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Some of your reactions to Aaron Rodgers are priceless. They're making me laugh. Let's go to our phones here. Aaron is in Wisconsin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I might be the only person in Wisconsin, but...
I doubt it.
I'm on Aaron Rodgers' side.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that that's what he was going for on Wednesday.
Because every chance they've had to just pull the rug right out from under his feet, they have.
In what ways?
Like, hey, this Julius Peppers guy on the other side, I really like him. Let's keep him. Cut him. Hey, this Jake Kumerow guy, he's great. He's doing really good things. Cut him. Hey, Jordy Nelson's one of my favorite people on this team. Cut him. Or traded him. I can't remember what happened there. But James Jones, Randall Cobb, all those guys he mentioned, they did him wrong by.
Okay, so you think it was personal that they were doing it not because it's a business and there's a salary cap and they're trying to win, but because they wanted to spite Aaron Rodgers?
Well, no. I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form, but it seemed a lot of those moves coincided with each other. Like, he would talk great about somebody, and then all of a sudden they would just get cut. And they're pretty much giving him, I know it's not basketball, but the shut up and dribble. And I really don't appreciate that in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so then you do think it's personal. If you think there's a connection between Aaron Rodgers saying, this is one of my favorite guys, or I love this teammate, and then them getting rid of him, that player, in you know, the next breath, then you think it was personal.
Yeah, like they're almost pretty much saying, like, we're the boss, not you. Shut up and throw a football.
Or maybe they just didn't believe that those athletes were still worth the money to help them win. Now, I'd have to go back and look at all the, you know, the ways that they made those decisions. But can I just remind you of something? This is not the only time it's ever happened, right? I mean, we know other quarterbacks and other athletes have gotten upset because their either favorite teammate or because one of their favorite guys has been cut or traded. I remember specifically, I was just getting into sports radio full time, and the New England Patriots, as the season's getting ready to kick off, they trade away Tom Brady's best friend and the captain of the defense, Lawyer Malloy. If I remember correctly, he went to Buffalo, and he was ticked off about it. It does happen in sports. I don't believe that they would on purpose try to tick off their MVP quarterback. But I can understand why he feels that way, maybe why you feel that way. It's just, like he says at the end, it's a business, but he's emotionally invested. And that happens, right, in football a lot, where guys get cut and it's purely a money move. And fans get so upset about it, and athletes get so upset about it. And they have to remind themselves that it is a business. Ultimately, the general manager has a responsibility to put together the best team. And Aaron, oh, I just realized, it just dawned on me, Aaron. So Aaron, I feel like it's hard to criticize what that front office has done when they've gone back-to-back seasons at 13-3 all the way to the NFC Championship.
Well, no, I'm not taking anything away from that in any way, shape, or form. They've drafted really great players, but a lot of the players they haven't kept, like Micah Hyde, they just let walk. They didn't do anything about, and he is an all-pro in Buffalo. He is one of their anchors on defense. And Charles Woodson still had something in him when he left. And I spoke up of all these wide receivers that left after leaving Aaron Rodgers. When you don't have Aaron Rodgers throwing you the ball, you're going to suck.
Well, that's not true. He's not the only good quarterback in the NFL.
Well, no. But when you go from Aaron Rodgers to who did Greg Jennings go to in Minnesota, Christian Ponder, like what is that? I know he was a first-round pick, and I respect him, obviously, but he's not Aaron
obviously. You sound like you respect him, Aaron.
But I mean, unless he's going to like a Patrick Mahomes, it's a downgrade.
Come on, man. There are other receivers in the NFL that have incredible seasons, and they don't have the best quarterback in the history of the world throwing them the football. I know, I understand your point, and I can understand it from Aaron's perspective. At the same time, it is still a business. And the Packers, those guys that you mentioned, a lot of them were late in their careers, and they felt like they had to make a choice.
Well, you look okay. Let's shift this a little bit and look at a Tom Brady situation, so to speak. Tom Brady wanted a guy that was retired and wrestling in the WWE, and they made it work. Do you see what I'm saying?
Rob Gronkowski, right. We're talking about, again, one of the best tight ends in NFL history. We're not talking...
Who had been retired for a year and freaking wrestling.
Right. I mean, you know his situation, though. He was banged up. He was hurt. He physically and mentally needed a break. He also said he would never play with anyone except for Tom Brady. I mean, the team went out and got him because Brady wanted him, to be sure. But he was also an incredible tight end who had won Super Bowls.
I agree with that. I can be okay with that. But the same thing happened with Antonio Brown. He's like, hey, I like that guy, even though he had horrible off-field issues.
You are right. You're right. So if what you're saying is that the Packers should be treating Aaron Rodgers and his preferences the same way that the Bucks, who were desperate to win a title and do anything that Tom Brady asked, if you say that they're in the same situation, they should be treating Aaron Rodgers the same as Tom Brady. I don't know if I agree with you, but if that's your point, I do have to let you go because we're at the top of the hour. But is that your point? You feel like the Packers should be bending over backwards the same way the Bucks did for Brady?
Yes, I do, because Rodgers is better than Brady.
Okay. Rodgers doesn't have as many rings as Brady. But I don't believe that Super Bowl wins is all about the quarterback. Thank you, Aaron, for your phone call. This last run for the Bucks, while, yes, it had a lot to do with Tom Brady and his recruiting and changing the culture, let's be honest, the friggin' Bucks defense was amazing in their playoff run. All right, we'll get back to your calls, 855-212-4227, top of the hour. Kelly Masters, NFL agent, getting her guys off to camp. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.